here's a story from The World.
The African continent has hit a million coronavirus cases. At the same time, some African airlines are starting to fly again. Kenya and Rwanda both resumed international routes this week after flights were grounded due to the pandemic. In total, Africa's aviation industry has lost around $6 billion. So how to get all those carriers back up to speed safely? The World's Halima Gikandi explains.
If you've ever traveled in East Africa, you might recognize this tune. It's the onboard airplane music for Kenya Airways. The airline is back in the air this week after the government allowed international flights to reopen. At a news conference, Kenya Airways CEO Alan Kilavuka reassured customers that it is now safe to fly.
The measures that we have taken will ensure that we completely limit the risk of transmission of this virus.
Of course, it's not just the airlines that have to worry about safety. Gilbert Kibe is the Director General of Kenya's Civil Aviation Authority. He says every part of the country's aviation ecosystem has had to adjust.
Passenger experience from leaving the transport they arrived in at the airport to entry, check-in, baggage drop-off, waiting in lounges, entering the aircraft.
Passengers from more than 120 countries are now allowed to fly in and out of Kenya. That includes the U.S., with the exception of California, Texas, and Florida. Travelers are also required to have negative coronavirus tests in hand. Of course, airport traffic in Kenya still isn't where it was before COVID-19. But Kibe is happy to see planes taking off again at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi.
From where we started with zero international traffic, we're having regular services. So in terms of percentage increase in traffic movement, it's been exponential.
In fact, in recent years, the demand for flights has been on the rise in Africa. African airlines were trying to cash in and compete with foreign ones. Now, after COVID, they're just trying to stay afloat. Kenya Airways has reportedly cut salaries by as much as 80%. Rafael Kuchi works at the International Air Transport Authority. During a recent video conference, he said African airlines need emergency financial assistance in order to survive.
We want the African governments to come in and support strongly the aviation industry through cash injection, to start with.
In fact, Kenya plans to nationalize Kenya Airways. That's how things work at Uganda Airlines. It's a government-owned airline that was launched last year. Uganda itself has yet to resume international flights, but with the government's support, Uganda Airlines is doing okay. That's according to its commercial director, Roger Wamara.
Regarding staff, we have not laid off any staff. We are doing cuts on other elements of work, of course, because you're not operating. There are less charges there. There are less expenses there.
Still, Wamara says the airline could risk falling behind as other countries reopen. In the meantime, the airline has been flying special charter and repatriation flights, mostly for Ugandans stuck abroad.
So it is better than it could have been if we're not doing anything at all. Keeps our equipment working, keep our pilots active, so that when it opens, we're ready to hit the ground running.
I spoke with somebody who recently took one of those repatriation flights, well-known Ugandan musician Eddie Kenzo. He was stuck in the Ivory Coast for 4 months. He got a preview of what traveling in the region during the pandemic could look like. He was screened for COVID twice and had to wear a mask.
Yeah, of course, you're a bit nervous because of the coronavirus. But no, we had to wear masks and all that, yes.
In the end, Kenzo says it was fine. The airline did a good job. Now he's finishing a mandatory 2-week quarantine in a hotel, which he's less excited about. The musician says he's eager to travel again when Uganda's airways reopen. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.